I love when.
What was it?
Did we play with Ilana? I feel like we did. Because I was kind of singing it, and she was just like, "What are we doing?"
Yeah, she had no idea. I played something. Yeah.
She was so confused. Well, hello.
And headphones too.
We're all ready.
Yeah, totally ready.
We are totes set.
I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was at the grocery store and was buying some salami, and the guy was like, "Hey, is this the right, you know, thickness that you want for the salami?" I was like, "Yeah, that's great." So he gave me two pieces, and I was chewing gum, and I felt like I'd offend him if I didn't eat it. So I, like, tried to manage gum on one side and salami on the other side. It's not a good combo.
You're cute. Why were you buying salami?
Because I need things to eat to live.
Yeah.
Ha ha!
Like you do.
No way.
Chicken.
So, you salami. Living?
So salami.
Eating, but...
Pizza.
Ooh. I'm a sandwich guy.
I know, but salami? I kind of...
Salami's tasty.
Salami's wonderful. Mm. I was raised on salami.
I mean, I had like summer sausage. Is that kind of the same thing?
Kind of.
In some ways, they're both meat.
Though I also grew up with the Oscar Mayer salami for the longest time, and it's kind of denser.
I did never eat.
And like it's that kind of salami that gets stuck on your teeth and is kind of annoying. So I've only done deli cut now.
I can't relate.
No, Bo's a veggie.
Oh, you are?
His whole life, he was raised it.
I have never eaten salami.
Huh, cool.
Yeah, or other meat. I've tasted fish. Yep.
Just tasted.
Yeah, I didn't eat the whole meal.
I feel like it's an isolated incident.
Yeah, it's true. I have not eaten fish on multiple occasions. I didn't like it.
Well,
Do you know? What kind of cut was it, or what kind of fish was it?
I don't know. That was back when I was like 15.
Those things don't travel well.
Sorry.
Tisk tisk.
There you go.
Woo.
Pardon me. Nice. I see. I'm hosting the game tonight.
I'm that set up.
Yeah. Okay.
We are so awesome. Ready.
I like hosting. It's fun.
It's nice to be in the driver's seat for that.
It is. Very much so. So, do we want to have like a mic check topic?
Sure.
Of some sort?
I don't have one specifically.
Okay.
I mean, we're rolling into August and it's getting into fair/fest season. So, favorite food on a stick?
Oh, God.
Or just food that you're looking forward to.
In general.
From Renfest or State Fair.
I do that. I know what I want.
What do you want, Emily?
I want that, like, breakfast pie. From the meat pie booth.
Ooh.
That does the breakfast pie. I really, really like the breakfast pie. And
with
I
the
like the meat
crust
pie.
And
yes.
The mashed potatoes.
It's so hearty. It could just, that's breakfast.
So is it like akin to a chicken pot pie or a shepherd's pie?
But well, kind of. The way that they do it is it's a company from like, is it like Australia or something? Or like New Zealand?
I don't know.
I think it's New Zealand.
From Hobbit Land?
Yeah, sure. And they make all their own pies there daily, which is really nice. And
you can taste the preservatives.
No. And like the breakfast pie is like eggs and cheese and sausage. And
we only use the freshest preservatives in our breakfast pies.
Our MSG is only 10 days old.
And then their meat pies are like meat and potatoes and some sort of vegetable. I'm assuming like carrots and maybe like green beans.
Can only assume the orange things are carrots and
I know
little
that
green things
they
that
were
are
talking
round or
about
peas.
Adapting also for vegetarians because there are several vegetarians like festival like Hawkins and
when I order stuff there I basically just get a dish of mashed potatoes cuz that's the topping for the pie that they put stuff in that I don't like.
Oh, you go to the meat pie booth?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But no, I just order like mashed potatoes cuz they have it.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
So it's like a breakfast burrito, but in pie form rather than burrito form.
Yeah. But it's like it is an enclosed pie. I mean, they give it to you. It's not like they just put mashed potatoes in the bottom, and then they put stuff on top of it. I mean, it is itself a pie. You could lift the whole thing out. It is like pie form.
I take it back. I don't think I go there. I go to the one next door or something.
Maybe you do.
Well... So, I mean, other than the mashed potatoes, Bo, is there something that you're looking forward to as far as food goes from either place?
State Fair or
State Fair. Those like big old buckets of cookies.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Martha's.
I've gotten sick off of those before.
Yeah.
Sweet.
By
Martha's.
Eating a bucket.
Well, you buy a bucket and then you're like,
you can't close it until you eat half of it.
Well, right, because you have to eat it down to put the cover on, and then it's just. Oh, man.
Sarah Levy used to work at one of those.
That's right. She did. That's kind
of
cool.
While I was working at Cafe Carib, and I got one on discount because there's like lots of broken cookies. And I was working at one of the bars by myself. Mm-hmm. And so I tried to offer it to patrons and no one would eat them. So I just like throughout the entire day ate a bucket of cookies.
Oh, man.
And just like it was a 15-hour shift. So there was enough time.
Ugh.
But even then, it's just by the end, I felt very
disgusting. Cookie logged.
Cookied.
Yeah.
Woof.
Those things. It's like they just open up packages of Chips Ahoy chewy cookies and just kind of empty them into a bucket.
But that's only if they've been sitting for a day. If you get them right away, like when they're hot, they're so good.
Yeah, I think you're selling them short because. Well, they often do have a nice crispiness to them. It's
just
not just chewy.
Every bucket I've had has been like either chewy or discounted, rejected because I knew somebody.
Is State Fair next week?
No. And it ebbs into September, so
okay,
it's
I was gonna
weeks
say,
away.
And
it's
August, yeah.
I really want
it's just to that know. August is upon us, and that's kind of fair festival season.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
So much stress and work all the time. Yay, but we
especially
love
if you
it.
Hate crowds.
Dan.
Yep.
How about good. You, Adam? What are you looking forward to?
I am looking forward to from the Jamaican booth at Renaissance Festival, the One Love Special.
What?
It's got plantains and pulled pork and beans and rice. And this really delicious, like perfectly spicy hot sauce on it. And oh, it's just, it's delightful.
Where is this Jamaican booth?
You walk in the main entrance, you take a left right away. Down that
go down
first.
That avenue where there's a spray thing.
Oh,
yeah.
It's
yep.
down by like where the alligator booth is. Like
yeah.
where you eat the alligator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not quite that far. I mean, it's... on that corridor. You go past
a handful of shops and then you're
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of go.
Is it on the left or the right? Can you recall that far?
It's on the right side.
It's on the right. Okay.
Yeah.
Cuz I usually look at I'm pretty sure that every time I go at least walk in that direction, I usually pay attention to the stuff on the left side rather than the right side.
Mhm. Mhm.
I take it back. Spinach pie.
Oh yeah. Spinach pie.
How many times have we had that for breakfast? So good. You can't get spinach yeah. pie like that anywhere. Sorry.
So except good. At, like, you know, Greek restaurants.
Yeah, whatever.
Spanakopita!
Yeah, I don't think it exists outside of Renaissance Festival.
Spanakopita!
It's nope. not It's not quite the same texture. it's a little bit...
It's got more butter.
It's got more butter.
Yeah.
And it's more like pa.
So it's like Paula Deen's Spanakopita.
Yeah, kind of.
Slightly racist.
It's really good. Really good.
I like it too.
Yeah.
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 I think I have it pretty much every morning. Not every morning, but often.
You're not going to be in my group anymore. We can't get breakfast together. I'm so sad.
Yeah, that is a bummer. That is a bummer. I've been converted from a goose into a duck.
The Revelers are split into two groups when we do octets. There are geese and there are ducks.
Oh, I get it.
We used to be geese. Now he's a duck. I'm very sad.
I'm kind of sad it's not ducks and gray ducks.
No, because we have ducky and we have goose. So ducks and geese. Yeah, we're just birds. Whatever. And Nan hates birds. Sorry.
Why do they get to be the team captains?
They're not the captains. It just works well.
Not by any means.
Just steal the nombres.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm also... Yeah, definitely spinach pie is something that I'm absolutely looking forward to.
So good.
And just an ice cream sandwich that's well-timed, you know, on those hot days. It's the middle of the afternoon. You've already done two gigs, and it's like, ha, 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 yes. Ice cream sandwich time.
Yeah, I know that time. It's hot, and you're just like, yes, refreshing.
Yeah, something cold.
Dan, what are you looking forward to?
Cafe Caribe Caribbean jerk wings.
Absolutely.
Oh, at State Fair?
State Fair.
So good.
Well, there you go, then.
I don't think I eat stuff at Fest.
Maybe you should.
I think you do. You do luncheon with us sometimes.
Yeah, that's just but like that mooching really off count. Of picnic stuff.
Yeah, well, we bring that. That's not...
Yeah, I
think
know.
I usually just drink there. That's about it.
Seriously?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Oh, baby.
Nothing there is really appealing to me. Like, I've had the big old drumstick thing, and that's gross.
I think it's disgusting. Sorry, and Adam, I know you love it.
No, it's more of a novelty thing for me. I mean, the turkey is tasty if they happen to cook it. They don't always.
And I've
that's
had
what
like
I've heard.
A brat or a hot dog or a burger or something, and that was gross.
Pickles?
I can't commit to that much of a pickle. I could do like a spear at a time, but I couldn't do the engorged cucumber wannabe.
I'm pretty sure I've eaten like four of those in a row.
Wow.
Yeah.
My pickle quota pretty quick.
You need the salt when you're out at festival because you want to retain water because you just, it gets so hot and you need to hold in water and pickles is a good way to do that.
Yeah.
Pickles are a good way to do that.
There you go.
Judgy.
Yep. Pickles is.
Pickles is good.
Pickles is good for you.
I eats pickles. Pickles is good. I are eat pickles is
that or State Fair French fries.
I like the blooming onions.
Yeah.
Like they're like cooked just crispy enough, but it's still meaty inside rather than like either you could go super starchy and it tastes like they're not cooked, or you could go just like burnt straight through so you can't taste a damn thing. But they get them right at the State Fair, at that booth that's right on the edge of the Midway.
Yeah, yep. I know what you mean.
Brown building. Mm. Yellow and red containers.
Good times.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, what you got to do with the Sweet Martha's cookies is take that bucket and take it over to the All the Milk You Can Drink booth.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
And then you just get refillable glasses of milk and just let that shit go. That's totes me.
Yeah. It's good.
I love it. Do, do, do.
I was right by the milk booth, or at least Cafe Caribe is right by the milk booth, and I worked there. Mm-hmm. Stale milk on a hot day smells awful.
Well, I've never
imagine.
Had to drink stale milk.
No, not drinking it. Smell.
Where is their stale milk smell?
When people just abandon cups in the relative vicinity of the unlimited milk
That's
booth.
Disgusting.
And it piles up, and it smells awful.
Ew. That's not cool.
Like, there's the stale garbage smell of the state fair, and then the people who don't know how to take showers smell of both the state fair and fest. I've smelled it both places. And then on top of that, to the, like, triple-decker cake of wafting smells is stale milk.
You can't blame us out at festival.
No, I mean, I don't blame performers. I blame patrons.
Oh, oh. Well, yeah, that's a different story.
Hygiene is not a priority.
No, we're the unwashed masses. That's what festival is.
And that's why I hate people.
I love it. I think it's fun. Shut your face. What are you laughing?
Being smelly is wonderful. I love it.
Yep.
Some people are fun, but yeah, some people are just smelly.
Some people abuse the privilege to be around other people.
Yeah. And some people don't smell bad, but their personalities...
are smelly.
Are smelly, yes.
Yeah, I know a few of those people.
Just be grouchy. It's not fun.
No.
Why are you out at Fest?
If you're just...
trying to have a good time, if you're just going to be grouchy. Grouchy. Do the whole thing.
Or creepy.
Err.
Super creepy.
Yeah.
Creepers.
Yeah.
It's okay. Yay, festival. We love everyone. Come and see us.
Huzzah?
Huzzah.
I mean, there's... you just... why you gotta lick that guy's forehead? That's just
oh
not,
my god, that was
cool.
Ridiculous.
That's just not cool.
We were after one of our pub shows. There was this woman who, let's just be honest, was like 10 sheets to the wind probably. And there was a guy in our audience who is, you know, probably a reveler favorite and is bald.
Okay.
And
he shaves his head. We'll put it that way.
Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, she goes up to him and she goes, "Can I lick your head?" And he says, "Okay." So she licks his head and just like goes to town on his head. And she's just like, salty. And it's every one of us were just like,
yeah, that's gross.
I guess I could at least say consent was given, but at the same time,
I feel like
I don't think he really believed that she would do it.
To that magnitude?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like, yuck, that's just nasty. That's disgusting. I'm going to vomit.
Well, you've made a comment before about salt and pickles and the necessity out of fast. So
yeah.
She's just a deer out in the wild looking
Adam,
for a salt lick.
Just replenishing her salts.
There you go, Adam. I'm going to lick your face the next time we're in a set. Ready?
You know, at first when you said that, I was thinking, man, that's what the comedy troupe does all the time and stuff. Like, we jump all over each other. And yes, I probably have licked a guy's face. But your description was a little bit creepy.
Right?
Yeah.
Just a wee bit.
A bit.
The way that you opened up with the story, though, I thought it was like no context, just like a drive-by licking.
It kind of was a no context drive-by licking.
But she did ask.
No, I mean, but like it was
I was just
so random.
I just pictured like this woman coming up, grabbing the guy by the ears and just like... Going to town with like no pretext, nothing. It's just like, and here you go.
Oh, man.
I see a glistening surface and I just have to lick it. It's my OCD. I'm sorry.
Like a flagpole in winter.
God.
With similar consequences.
Well, this was fun.
Wow.
So off topic.
Anyway.
Could be worse.
Woof.
Could be worse.
Oh my goodness.
Interesting. So yeah.
Things sound...
We know what her favorite food is out at festival. Maybe.
There should just be a salt lick.
Salty things.
I mean,
yeah.
At the same time, I guess there'd
what
be a lot of mono
are we
going
horses
around.
Now?
I was going to say deer.
Or horses.
Or what if somebody's like a unicorn, but on the inside?
What?
People are wacko out there. I don't trust anyone, so I bet there are people out there who are just very certain that in a past life they were a unicorn, and they need that salt.
I was picturing a horse with a hole in its head. It's an innie.
Nice.
Or it was cast out of the Unicorn Kingdom and as a result had to lose its horn.
Horn.
Yeah.
And so it's just a little gap.
Yeah.
Poor
parents,
unicorn.
You violated the one unicorn law. You must leave.
Take your horn.
Or maybe take your horn and go. Or maybe they're like bees where it's like their stinger, and if you stab someone with your unicorn horn, it comes off. So
that unicorn died.
Well, I mean, the lifespan could be proportional to the size of the bee. Like, a bee dies very quickly after it loses its stinger. So maybe a unicorn takes a little bit longer to die after it loses its horn.
Yeah, there, about 10 years.
See?
10 years? Yeah. Oh, Bo's being generous.
Well, I mean, I'd say a bee is 10 years smaller than a horse. I get his math.
What's the average lifespan of a horse?
I think they can.
Does it run on a track? Because that can affect it as well.
True. I mean,
okay, not like a track horse.
Regular type horse.
I think not track horse. They can live fairly long.
I have no idea.
Fact checker.
I thought
I would assume a unicorn though is like 300.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
unicorns
that.
Are magical creatures,
right.
So
right?
They have that longer lifespan. They're like
turtles.
Yeah.
It's like dragons up here who live for like thousands of years,
yep.
And then a couple levels down, you've got unicorns.
Yep.
They've got the magic in them.
The magic. They've got the magic.
Okay, I'm going to Yahoo Answers for this one.
Maybe, maybe all horses are just convict unicorns who have stabbed before.
I totally bet they are.
And they're sent to the... Our plane of existence.
And as soon as he gets his answer from Yahoo Answers, we'll know how long a unicorn can live without its horn.
Yeah.
Dan. Ready? Go, Dan.
The best answer, according to Yahoo Answers, says, it depends on the breed. Just like in dogs, different breeds have different lifespans.
Uh-huh.
For example, miniature horses are increasingly being trained as guide horses, as opposed to guide dogs, for the blind or disabled. Because unlike the dog who may live a decade or so, the miniature horse is expected to live until about age 40. Surprising.
Wow.
Thoroughbred seem to rarely make it past 20. I often see in-memory ads in the local equine newspaper for thoroughbreds that were 17 or 18. Morgans seem to have a longer lifespan. I've known many Morgans to live well into their 30s. Lipizzaners are another breed which seem to live longer. Note that the breeds that are slower to mature, the Baroque-type horses, tend to live longer, while the horses that are faster to mature, hot-blooded breeds such as thoroughbreds tend not to live as long. Many ponies and smaller breeds of horses regularly live to see their 40s.
Ponies.
Wow. Interesting.
And the asker gave it a smiley face.
Okay.
I love it. Okay, ponies. Dope. I knew a pony. His name was Fat Boy. He was awesome. Best pony ever. Seriously, this pony was at camp. Fucking love that pony.
I knew one pony. His name was Bill the Pony.
I know that pony.
Mm-hmm.
You knew Bill the Pony?
I didn't like go to camp and play patty cake with them.
No, no. As horses do at camps, as they do.
Right.
But I remember Bill the Pony being a highly sought after part of the Monopoly Lord of the Rings game.
Oh, God.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Bill the Pony.
Yes, there indeed. It is. Okay.
Dave held on to that forever. he went bankrupt and he refused to give up that one spot because it was Bill the Pony.
Oh, good Lord.
Awesome.
So now I assume that things are sounding okay-ish?
Yeah.
Leveled.
Okay.
Just if you feel the urge to laugh loudly.
Pull back.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm loud.
Yeah, it's all right.
Or if you feel really enthusiastic, same context.
Yeah.
Woo!
Thank you.
Not quite that far, maybe about half that far.
Woo!
That's good. That's good.
I don't know.
Oh, you did a good job with that.
Perfect.
Sweet. Sorry, I turned my head.
If anyone wants another beverage or needs to use the restroom, this is the time.
Beverage, Bo?
Yeah, mine's empty. I should probably get another.
Do you want a Johnny Jump Up beverage, Bo?
Yeah.
Woo! I do too. Can you put just one in the one I have now?
Yeah, I can spike yours.
Yes.